If you could open up your Bibles with me to Psalm chapter 19, Psalm 19. A couple of weeks ago when I was last with you at Offertory, began to share with you really how the Lord had worked in my heart through the years in burdening and preparing me as a pastor and as a teacher within this church and a pastor of Christian education. And so the wonderful privilege the Lord has given me to work side by side with the teachers in this within this body and begin to share God's word in that way. You know, as I continue to think through how the Lord has begun to solidify certain things and certain passages that he's begun to just really place in my heart for this ministry. You know, the other day I was walking into our oldest Summer's bedroom and she didn't know I was going to use her as an example. Kind of part of being a pastor's kid, sometimes that happens. But I walked in and she was reading in the Word, and you were reading in Proverbs 3, right? And I go in and I'm beginning to ask some different questions, you know, what made you read here and what are you getting out of it? And you had some passages all highlighted, and you said, and I didn't even have to really say anything, and you go, I really need to begin to apply these things. I needed to read this. I needed to know this, right? And you were just in God's word, and those things began to be clear. And I go, and I, first off, aside from that, as a parent, I'm going, praise the Lord. I didn't even have, you mean I didn't have to convict? The word will do it. And, but as I began to think about that, it's really our desire as teachers is, whether it's from the pulpit, whether it's with the toddlers in the nursery or the 4 to 7 class, anywhere in between, our desire is to, as Paul would tell Timothy, accurately handle the word of truth, present God's word, allow him to do the work in your hearts. And our desire is to give you the word of God, not to give you our opinions or our thoughts or the world's thoughts, but to give you the word of God, very clear and as he's intended it. And then allow him to begin to do that work in your heart. It's so much better than us trying to begin to convince. But just to present God's word. And if you look at me in Psalm 19, when I begin to compare, as this text describes really the perfection of our God's word, and I compare it to anything else, whether it be my opinions or thoughts or the world's solutions to things, there's just no comparison. It says, if you pick up with me in verse 7, a law of the Lord is perfect. Pastor Gary used a phrase, comprehensively flawless. God's word is comprehensively flawless, restoring the soul, to bring back, to refresh, to repair. I don't know about you, but have you read anything else or been taught anything else that did that outside of God's word?
No.
I know I haven't. It says, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple, those that otherwise would be swayed or naive. God begins to bring a wisdom in instead through his word. The precepts of the Lord are right. They're upright. They're righteous, rejoicing the heart. There's nothing like beginning to be in God's word and to be taught in God's word and the joy that begins to come as we know more about him. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. You know, I can't seem to go a week and a half with my phone not needing to be updated. You run into that? It actually shut off the other day. Wouldn't let me call anybody until I updated it. Everything that man does, there's new versions of it. There's new updates of it. God's word doesn't need that. God's word doesn't need an amendment to it. God's word is comprehensively flawless, sufficient of itself. It says, the judgments of the Lord are true, they're righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. You know, compared to my opinion, I think the one thing we've accurately got is we've labeled it 2 cents, right? Let me give you my 2 cents. That's about what it's worth. So outside of that, but God's word, more desirable than fine gold. There is no comparison to it. So why would I, as a pastor, as a teacher, want to give you second best? Why would I want to give you 2 cents versus giving you that which is eternal? That which is going to be actually beneficial for your life. Sweeter or more pleasant also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. And I love verse 11. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. in keeping them, there is great reward. And I begin to read through those texts and I go, I want that reward, don't you? More than anything else, to be closer to our God. And we actually believe, if you would go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3, a familiar text, but it's always good to go straight to it as well. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and verse 16 says, all scripture, that's an absolute, right? Comprehensive, all scripture, is God-breathed, that word theonoutos, actually from directly from God, and it's profitable, meaning it has true gain, for teaching, so instructing in the art of life, for reproof, for correction, which I love that word. It's actually to begin to turn upright. I think of a turtle getting on its back of its shell, if you've ever seen that, and it just can't seem to get back up. It needs that help. That's us when we begin to go away from the Word of God, right? But the Word of God can begin to put us right back up, begin to turn us back over in the right things. For training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. The word adequate, to be fitted for the purpose that God has made you. And, you know, I know we make the joke sometimes and we go, well, does the church or Pastor Gary have a listening device in my house and knows the things that I'm dealing with or going through? And we make that joke. Pastor Gary, you don't, right?
I'm not going to say.
Okay. But what we know is that's the Word of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit working in your heart, mm-hmm. convicting and working in your heart. And as teachers, as pastors, we believe we just accurately listen to the Spirit of Christ. We present the Word of God the way that He's written it, the way that He's intended it. And we allow the Word of God, we allow the Spirit of Christ to begin to work in your hearts. And what I would encourage you as a body is, as you're beginning to go through things, think. We want you to think biblical. We want you to think, what does God's Word say? Not what is maybe I've done always in the past, or what maybe what somebody else's advice was. Does it match to what God's Word says? And as we're encouraging one another, be encouraging not in man's wisdom, but in God's Word. You're going to sharpen one another in that way. You don't have to have the title of a teacher to have influence within the body. And so there may be opportunities God gives you to encourage. What are we going to encourage in? Something worthless or something of true gain? And so my prayer is that as a church, we'll always begin to point back to what is really going to be beneficial in our lives. And that is God's Word, just as He's intended it. So we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank You for this day. Thank You for this time to come together and worship You. Lord, what a blessing it is as a family to be strengthened in Your Word. Lord, You haven't held anything that we need back. Your Word is comprehensively flawless, and when we come to You, You've given us the precious gift of the Spirit of Your Son, and He begins to guide and direct us and give us clarity in Your Word and begin to convict us at just the right time. So, Lord, may we accurately handle the Word of Truth as workmen that need not be ashamed. And, Lord, may we just wait and see the wonderful work that Your Word begins to do in our hearts. Lord, we thank You and we praise You. In Jesus' name, amen.